Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Add Don Hamburger's name to the contenders vying for two District 2 Juneau Assembly seats. The 62-year-old had several high-level jobs in Governor Sean Parnell's administration and is also treasurer for the Capital City Republicans. More recently, he's headed the Juneau Reentry Coalition, which helps release convicts, get basic services, and reduce the likelihood that they'll reoffend. He says his experience would help the assembly improve public safety by
being cognizant of our returning citizens, having a community reentry plan, and making sure that they have access to affordable housing or those kinds of supports to help them be more successful.
Hamburger also has private sector experience. He's worked for a cruise line agency and says he would like to ensure that Juneau remains attractive to businesses.
We have been in recession, and this is Alaska. Juneau themselves have suffered employment loss, particularly at the state level. And being more proactive in envisioning what we want as a community and positioning ourselves to attract new business, to be competitive so that we continue to prosper is important.
There are two open District 2 seats and at least four candidates. The others are Wade Bryson, Michelle Bonet Hale, and Emil Mackey. Municipal election is coming up in October. Don't expect Senator Lisa Murkowski to weigh in on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee anytime soon. The Alaska Republican told a Chamber of Commerce audience in Sitka that there are many more weeks to go, that she will publicly weigh in on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. The Daily Sitka Sentinel reports that Murkowski says she plans to visit Kavanaugh sometime in mid-August. She acknowledges the pressure that's being placed on her by those who want Kavanaugh confirmed and those who don't. But she says she intends to do her homework on the nominee and then take into consideration the views of Alaskans. Alaska's junior U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan has said he plans to support Kavanaugh. The Alaska Volcano Observatory is getting $12 million in additional federal funding to update equipment and hire more staff. KTVA-TV reports the budget increase will replace aging and outdated equipment used by the observatory, which is a joint program of the U.S. Geological Survey, the Geophysical Institute of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the State Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. The observatory monitors 33 of the 52 historically active volcanoes in the state, but nearly half of its networks are either impaired or inoperable because of previous funding cuts. Latest forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies for the capital city for tonight. Low temperature about 50 degrees. Partly sunny skies for tomorrow. High temperature about 65 degrees. And then a chance of rain or rain likely for tomorrow night and Sunday.